So tell me, at this field hospital, how many people roughly have you seen and what kind of injuries?
Well, in the last of the 3 hours, we had almost like 300 wounded. And most of the wounded are either just because of the tear gas, kind of breathing problems, eye hurting, skin burning, and also a lot of people being stoned. So we will offer them what you call it first aid. Only 3 cases that were shot by Khartoush, and we called the ambulance for them to take them to the next nearest hospital.
So the security forces are using Khartoush?
No, we cannot say that. We don't know the sources. We don't want to get into saying who did and who's not doing. We are here to deal with the cases, and we offer the hospitality and the help to any wounded. We make it very clear that this church standing in the middle. If a soldier came wounded, we will help. If an administrator came, we don't even go further who shot you and who's not shot you. We just want to help the medical service.
And in terms of the worst injuries, you know, have there been very serious cases?
Yeah, some of the Khartoush was really serious about many in the bodies, many in the back. One was very close to the eye. So usually in these cases, we don't treat it here because it's very basic, as you see, but we call the ambulance and take them to the next hospital.
And has there been any problem with tear gas coming close to the field hospital?
I wish you came only like 5 minutes ago. There was one bomb just in front of the door here, exploded, and one of our team members, he didn't know what to do, so he cut the bomb itself and threw it away, and his hand was burned. So we're not far away from the action.
And so just to describe the scene, we're in the courtyard of the church. There's a series of blankets. Those are oxygen oxygen tanks and a number of doctors and medical professionals in high visibility vests. Where do you get the supplies from, and how organized is the whole operation?
Well, the whole issue is really a volunteer's work from the people of the church and from the friends of the church as well. When we decided to open the hospital first time, there was a flood of generosity of the people giving, hospital was giving, pharmacies actually, they were giving so much voluntarily. And one thing you have to know is most of the doctors here are Muslim and Christian. Some of them are been here more than one time. Some of them just came this time as well.
And are you expecting trouble to continue? Do you think the hospital will be busy through the night?
Our hard desire, not, but we predict, yes. It
Excellent.
Is as heavy night is going to be. We don't know when the young people are going to stop.
Dr. Fawzi Khalil, thank you very much for
your
time.
No, I'm not a doctor, I'm pastor.
You're the pastor here.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your
My
time.
Pleasure.
We really appreciate it. And good
thank
luck
you for coming, and good luck. And take care of yourself.
I will.